Hello, everyone, and welcome to another lesson of English for You. I'm Brian.
And I'm Emily.
Emily, today we are going to be talking about something very big.
Great.
Something very cold.
Okay.
And dark and mysterious. It's outer space.
Ooh, I love space.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you like about outer space?
Well, I really love seeing the stars at night and the shapes that the stars make.
Okay, so I think a lot of people have been interested in that and for a long time, so that is why people have been trying to go to outer space for years. And in today's lesson, we're going to be learning a little bit about the history of how people first went into space, and then a little bit about what people are doing in outer space right now. Specifically, they're looking at planet Mars.
Wow.
So without further ado, why don't we go into day one of our lesson?
Sounds great.
Reading.
Space voyages into the unknown. Space. It has been called the final frontier because it's the place humans know the least about. We have been exploring space since 1957, but the journey has only just begun. On Discovery's new show, Space Voyages, viewers will get a closer look at Mars and outer space. On October 4th, 1957, people all across the U.S. sat down to watch the first episode of the new TV show, Leave It to Beaver. At the same time, the Soviet Union was sending the first ever satellite into space. This small, round machine was called Sputnik 1. And it successfully sent a radio signal back to Earth. The launch of Sputnik caught everyone in the U.S. off guard. The U.S. government responded to this embarrassment by putting more money and effort into its space program. They were determined to compete with the Soviets and to be the leaders in space travel. Thus, the space race between the U.S. and the Soviet Union began. This led to the rapid improvement of space technology, which has put humans into space and on the moon.
Okay, today's article begins with space. It has been called the final frontier. Because it's the place humans know the least about. Okay, so we say space is the final frontier. Now, a frontier is a faraway place where few or no people live. Or it could be an area, of a subject, a topic that we don't know much about. So, what is an example of a frontier to you, Emily, when you hear that word?
Well, sometimes I could even think of land.
Mm-hmm.
Like in America, the West used to be the final frontier before a lot of people moved there.
Right. And some people say that Alaska is still kind of like the last frontier of the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So what does the article say next, Emily?
Well, next it says, we have been exploring space since 1957, but the journey has only just begun. And we see the word journey here. It's a noun, and it just means a long trip.
Okay.
So for an example sentence, we could say, the heroes went on a journey to find an evil dragon and take its gold.
Okay, so that sounds kind of like The Hobbit. So you go on a long trip, and in this case, we're talking about the sort of the trip, the all the time that we spent going out into space. It's like a journey. From 1957 until now, it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the article continues, on Discovery's new show, Space Voyages, viewers will get a closer look at Mars and outer space. Okay, so we're going to look a little bit at the past, and then we're going to find out about Mars. Now, Mars is a red planet. It is the fourth planet from our sun, so that means it's right after Earth. So you've got the sun, you've got Mercury, Venus, Earth, and then Mars. So right now, a lot of people, NASA and other space organizations, are trying to discover what exactly is on Mars. Now, what does the article say next, Emily?
Well, it says, on October 4th, 1957, people all across the U.S. sat down to watch the first episode of the new TV show Leave It to Beaver. At the same time, the Soviet Union was sending the first ever satellite into space. And we see this word satellite, it's a machine that is sent into space that moves around a planet, moon, star, etc. And it usually sends signals back.
Okay, so a lot of things now, like TV stations and different countries' governments, they send satellites up into space and they can take photos of the Earth or they can send a signal to your TV or your phone, something like that. So the Soviet Union, now we have Russia. We don't have the Soviet Union anymore. But before, Russia controlled many countries, and they were called the Soviet Union or the USSR. So people in the U.S. were watching Leave It to Beaver, which was kind of like the show of that time. And meanwhile, the Russians were sending a satellite into space. The article says, this small, round machine was called Sputnik 1, and it successfully sent a radio signal back to Earth. Okay, so we see this word successfully. It is an adverb, and it means having the correct or desired result, or they have success. So we can say, Clark successfully ate all the hot dogs to win the food-eating contest. So he did it. He achieved success. And so in the article, the Soviets achieved success. They were the first people to send something out into space, right, Emily?
Yeah, and to even hear a radio signal back. So that's a huge deal. And again, this is while Americans are just watching TV at home.
Right.
So looking at our article, we see it continues, the launch of Sputnik caught everyone in the U.S. off guard. And that's actually our shortcut for you. Before we get to it, though, let's look at launch. It means to send or shoot something into the air or outer space.
Okay, so they launched Sputnik. They shot Sputnik out into space. And this caught everyone in the U.S. off guard. So why don't we go to our shortcut for you clip so we can find out what exactly being caught off guard means.
Shortcut for you.
Your Majesty, King Pat.
Ah! You scared me, Queen Vena. You caught me off guard.
What did you catch your guard doing?
No, you caught me off guard. That means to surprise someone by doing something that they are not ready to deal with.
Ah, I get it. Catch somebody off guard means 趁某人不备,使某人措手不及.
Yes, and you nearly gave me a heart attack. Why did you come in so quickly?
There's bad news, my king. Our country has been attacked.
What? How did this happen?
Our enemies came in secret and caught our soldiers off guard.
This is a disaster! We must escape to our strongest castle. Come on!
Okay, welcome back, everyone. So, you just heard about being caught off guard. So it means that you were surprised. You didn't know something was going to happen. So people in the U.S., including the U.S. government, they did not know that the Russians were about to send a satellite up into space. The Americans, they were working on their space program, but they were not as advanced as the Russians. The article says, the U.S. government responded to this embarrassment by putting more money and effort into its space program. So we have this verb respond, and it means to do something as a reaction to something that has happened or has been done. How can we use that? We can say, after our soccer team made a goal, the other team responded by making one of its own. So we did something, they did something. The Soviets sent a satellite into space, the U.S. government said, we have to do something about this because they were embarrassed. Now, what does it mean if we're embarrassed, Emily?
Well, if you're embarrassed, something might have happened that makes you feel shy or even a little ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people might cover their face and not know how to respond if they're embarrassed.
Right.
And again, this is because the Soviet Union, now Russia, was able to send a satellite into space,
right.
Whereas America, who also thought of itself as a powerful country, did not have such a great space program at the time.
Right. They were still working on things. They were still working on rockets and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the article continues, they were determined to compete with the Soviets and to be the leaders in space travel. Now, what does it mean if someone or something is determined?
Well, determined is an adjective, and it means having a strong feeling that you are going to do something.
Okay. We could say, for example, Monica was determined to get into the best university in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she's gonna do it. She is planning. She is working really hard. So in the case of the article, they were determined to compete. They had to do it. They really wanted to win.
Yes, and usually we think of using the word determined with a certain goal,
mm-hmm.
not just going to do something like something you might do every day,
no.
but something that's really great, a big achievement or right. accomplishment for
you're
you.
You're not determined to go to the supermarket unless it's very difficult to get there. Okay, the article continues, thus, the space race between the U.S. and the Soviet Union began. This led to the rapid improvement of space technology, which has put humans into space and on the moon. Okay, so we heard a couple new words in that sentence, but before we get to them, we hear this term space race. Have you ever heard this term before, Emily?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm.
And here we're talking about the space race, again, between the U.S. and the Soviet Union, which
mm-hmm.
is now Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just kind of a term we've given to the competition between these two countries to see how much of space they can really explore and learn about.
Right. So these two countries were competing for many years. They wanted to be the first into space. Then first is a satellite. Then they sent monkeys into space, actually. Then
mm-hmm.
they want to put a person. Then they want to put people on the moon and, you know, go to other planets. So that was all part of the space race.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it says that this led to the rapid improvement of space technology. Now, what does rapid mean, Emily?
Well, rapid is an adjective, and it means moving at a fast speed.
Okay.
So, for example, we could say there has been rapid growth in the town because many people have moved there recently.
Okay, so there has been quick growth,
mm-hmm.
right? So a lot of people move, and the town's getting, you know, bigger and bigger quickly. So,
mm-hmm.
or rapidly, we could say. So there's been rapid improvement or quick improvement of space technology. Now, technology is a noun, and it just means the use of science to create useful things or to solve problems. So we could say, for example, this new technology will let people live on other planets. So that could be anything. It could be a kind of dome with air and water. It could be some sort of food that is easily grown in space. It could be a quick way for people to get between planets. It's some sort of technology.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're surrounded by technology every day, right?
Yep.
Can you think of some examples of everyday technology?
Well, definitely we have our smartphones. A lot of people have a favorite TV show, just watching that on the TV. Even
mm-hmm.
just being on the computer, let's say, at work or at school or in a computer lab.
Right, so all of this
mm-hmm.
is technology.
Yep.
You have computers, you have automobiles, smartphones, even just electricity, running water, air conditioning. All of this is technology, and it's supposed to be useful. It's supposed to make our everyday lives easier in some way. In the case of the article, though, we're talking about space technology. That means getting out into space and finding out what exactly is up there.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks to space technology, we have put humans into space and on the moon, and soon perhaps on the planet Mars. So they're trying to get on Mars right now, and they're studying the planet closely. They think there might be water on there, or maybe there was water in the past. Maybe there was life on Mars in the past. But I don't want to talk too much about that, because that's what we're going to hear about in day two. So before we get to day two, why don't we look at day one's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
All right, so our For You Chat question today is, if you could go into space, would you? Why or why not?
Okay, Emily, would if they offered you, NASA says, Emily, we want you to be an astronaut and go to Mars, what do you think?
I would say yes, 100%. Okay. I would go this second.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that?
Well, I think space is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we learned today how much the quick improvement of our technology about space has really changed the world and, like, these two countries and how much we know. And I want to know more. So I would definitely love to go up there and see this for myself.
Now, do you think space, outer space, is a scary thing? Is it kind of scary to go up in this rocket and be out there, kind of cold, dark, empty place with no air? And
I think it could be scary, but I also think there's a certain type of beauty in that that I would really enjoy. But what about you?
I would go. Hopefully I would live and make it back. But it is definitely, it's something interesting. It's a whole career, you know. It's astronauts have to train for years to go up into space, and they have to learn a lot of things. Though some people, some rich people, are trying to create, like, space taxis and space tourism, where it's like, it's kind of like an airplane flight, and, you know, you pay a lot of money, and they just kind of take you up just above the Earth, not, like, way out, not into outer space. It would be called inner space. And they kind of let you see the view of the stars and then come back down, which is interesting. Going to Mars, I think that would be very, very, very interesting. It would take, I think it takes several years just to get there.
Yeah, that would definitely be a unique experience.
Right. I hope you're not afraid of being in small, enclosed spaces for a long time. I think if you have, they call that claustrophobia, and if you have it, I think you're not allowed to be an astronaut. Okay. Well, we're going to find out more about the mission to Mars in day two, and this concludes day one. So we'll see you tomorrow, and this has been Brian.
And I'm Emily.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Space voyages into the unknown. Space. It has been called the final frontier, because it's the place humans know the least about. We have been exploring space since 1957, but the journey has only just begun. On Discovery's new show, Space Voyages, viewers will get a closer look at Mars and outer space. On October 4th, 1957, people all across the U.S. sat down to watch the first episode of the new TV show, Leave It to Beaver. At the same time, the Soviet Union was sending the first ever satellite into space. This small, round machine was called Sputnik 1, and it successfully sent a radio signal back to Earth. The launch of Sputnik caught everyone in the U.S. off guard. The U.S. government responded to this embarrassment by putting more money and effort into its space program. They were determined to compete with the Soviets and to be the leaders in space travel. Thus, the space race between the U.S. and the Soviet Union began. This led to the rapid improvement of space technology, which has put humans into space and on the moon.
The
Vocabulary Review.
Journey. Luke went on a journey to become a hero and save the world from an evil king. Successfully. I successfully passed all the tests and interviews to get the job. Respond. Jenny responded to my email by saying she can have lunch on Tuesday. Determined. She is determined to get into the best university in the country. Rapid. I didn't make rapid progress in learning Japanese until I moved to Japan. Technology. There is a lot of technology that makes our lives easier, but that also causes pollution.